Truth is an uncomfortable word, a trigger. Like politics or religion, truth is often brought up in order to have the final say in Starbucks over our soya flat whites. It's the ultimate trump card. Appealing to the truth rarely creates conversations. More often, it closes them down. That is the nature of inflexible, overarching claims of truth. All we see are hard edges, no rounded corners, and no wonder. While we want truth, we live in a confused world which tells us to fear it. As the adage goes, the most certain are the most dangerous. We could even change it to, the more intolerant the truth, the more dangerous it becomes. Paris, London, Manchester, 9/11, 7/7. These are all awful examples of the violence produced by inflexible beliefs. ISIS and other extremist groups epitomize the danger of truth claims. They are dangerous because they are arrogant and willing to act in accordance with their certainty. This is one side of the truth coin, the side that makes us want to run from ultimate, inflexible, black and white truth. And yet, there is another side. For better or worse, we still desire truth. We do not want to be misled. We do not want to be deceived. From politicians to celebrities, we feel betrayed when sources of authority let us down. We want credible truth claims that we can act upon confidently, and we would love to know that what we hear is the truth, to weigh it and find it not wanting. But what if we don't have the time, energy, or ability to weigh each and every statement flooding out of the White House or Russia, news networks, or social media? Elections are won and lost on such things. Or are they? Who can say? Welcome to the world of post-truth. You can identify its impact in the weariness printed across our foreheads. We are tired. Tired of hearing everybody's truth just to be misled. Tired of wondering what truth is and whether it's even possible to know something truly. But something in us just can't give up. When human rights activists take up their placards, and due to public outrage, political protesters flood town squares, we soon see that no matter who we are, truth matters. Something deep within us calls for truth. Whether we are artists, cleaners, doctors, lawyers, musicians, linguists, writers, we all want to know the truth. And as Christians, we claim to have found it. Or, rather, him. Nearly 2,000 years ago, one evening after dinner, a penniless rabbi from the backwater of Nazareth said to his friends, "I am the way and the truth and the life." John 14:6. Christians claim that this outrageous assertion changes lives even today. Yet how can it be taken seriously in our post-truth society? In a time when tribal consensus takes precedence over evidence or facts, what Jesus says is seismic. He says he is the truth. He is the epicenter of all truthful activity. Ever since they were uttered, these words have been hotly disputed. Jesus warned his disciples that the world, sinful humanity, would hate them for belonging to the truth, John 15:19. Because truth renders all who don't believe in him wrong. Truth divides. Still, how dare we say there is one truth? Everybody has a right to decide and live out their own. Jesus' claim to be the truth is as shocking today as it was when it was first spoken. It provokes a variety of questions. Can this be true? How do we know? Is it even possible to live in the truth? Jesus calls us to follow him. What does it look like for us to walk in the truth? And finally, how on earth can we be truth tellers in a society that says, "I'll respect your truth if you respect mine"? How do we speak the truth of Christ into weary post-truth apathy? The stakes couldn't be higher, for how we receive, respond to, and relay truth fundamentally affects the way we relate to God, others, and ourselves. My prayer is that this book will help to dismantle preconceptions so that we can reevaluate truth, equipping ourselves to engage with, rather than withdraw from, debates about truth, that we'll enjoy the freedom of truth in Jesus, and most of all, that we'll be shaped into a countercultural community of truth lovers.